All right, Chris, you are on right now, so go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right. Hello, my name is Chris Brock. I'm the owner of Brock Logistics. I
have been renting the current trailer that I have for about 4 or 5 months now, and the safety system on it is unique. It's definitely unique. It's a very not... It's user friendly. Let's say it like that. It's user friendly. It's not as hard as it may look to remove and put on. There's one incident in I ran into so far with the trailer where I had to actually remove parts of the side skirt. It was in Tennessee. I was at the Bridgestone in Nashville, Tennessee. And they had these ramps. I'm sure we have pictures and videos of them. We should be showing you. But with the simple fix, with the simple tool, it was easy to get off. It was easy to get on. The trailer's been great so far. The pre-trip have been easy because of all the visible sight of the tires and the air pressure log Tandems always fly easy. Never have any wind side to side interference with on blowing winds like 80 going through like Iowa and Illinois and things of that nature. Trailer's been great so far. I mean, there always could be some improvement.
Yeah, that's a good statement. What do you think could be improved, Chris, to make it easier for people like you to have this device on a trailer?
Maybe like some type of adhesive that will like allow the trailer to be, the skirt to be removed and put back on, like Velcro, I guess, like in a more stronger material. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the actual rivets themselves, because a lot of people, it's hard to find a rivet remover tool if you have to remove rivets and stuff like that, which mm-hmm. I don't think you should, you shouldn't, right?
No, yeah, it's just bolt on right now, but yeah, I think in a later version, we're going to try to make it even simpler, maybe like one bolt or two just to take it all right off. How about like going through weigh stations and things? Have you had any inspections done where the state police asks you questions or anything, or is interested in what's going on with that trailer?
I've had some inspection done, some level one inspections done with the trailer, and I've never had any problems with them going to look at tire depth or tread depth or air pressure or any leaks or any air leaks or anything like that. They say, what is it and how do I access, the things that I need to look at that's underneath the trailer if I was doing the inspection, like the airlines and stuff. And I tell them, you have to remove this portion of it. And, they do, and okay. It's fine.
All right. Well, good. Well, listen, thanks for the time. I appreciate you, talking to us. And any last thoughts that you wanted to share or anything of that sort?
The best benefit of the trailer besides the safety is the wind resistance. The fuel mileage being safe. Yeah,
that's something that we're going to be trying to quantify this year, is kind of getting a good idea of what the fuel savings might be. And we're also looking at ways to make that wheel lock that you encountered there in Tennessee, to make the system accept getting locked in via the wheel without having to do any removal. So those are kind of some of our goals for this year. But I appreciate the time, Chris. I know you're busy. I know you're over the road a lot, and so I do appreciate it. And that's all I got.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you.
All right, you take care. See you.
Bye-bye.